Paul Ramo broadcasting from the Stevens County Fair once again here in Morris on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And we have some special guests in our Q92 booth. Before we introduce them, I just want to encourage people to stop by our booth. We're in the Lee Center Hockey Arena. Stop by, register for a number of prizes we'll be giving away on the air Monday afternoon around 4:15. Well, we're going to visit. I'm surrounded by royalty, and that's not a bad gig. I have Miss Morris Area, Miss Midwest, and Miss West Central with me. And we'll start with you, Angelina, Miss West Central.
Yes, hello everyone. Thank you so much.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes, so my name is Angelina Marigo, and I am the current Miss West Central. We just all got crowned just a few days ago, and we've been out in the community at the Stevens County Fair, kind of just introducing ourselves to the town and getting ready for a fun year ahead.
Okay, so how are all three of you connected somehow, Angelina?
Yeah, so we all fall under the branch of the Miss Minnesota organization, but specifically the Morris Area Scholarship Programs. So we will all go on to compete at Miss Minnesota this upcoming June.
Okay, that's exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it's extremely exciting. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it's truly a gift.
So when were you crowned?
So just this past Saturday, August 6th?
Okay.
Yep. August 6th. Yep, Morris Area. The competition was held at the high school, and it was a wonderful show.
All right. And so that's Angelina
Amerigo. Yep, it's like America, but with go at the end.
All right. I'll try to remember that.
Yes.
Now we have Miss Morris Area, Kaylee Rask. Kaylee, right?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Well, you got a big smile on your face. You're pretty excited to be crowned Miss Morris Area. Huh?
Yes, I am, of course.
Okay. Tell us where you go to school and some activities that you're in.
All right. So my name is Kaylee Rath. I am your current Miss Morris Area. Sorry about that.
You want to be Miss Minnesota, though, right?
In the future, yes. I'm content with being Miss Morris right now. So my parents are Nikki and Jimmy Rath of Morris. I go to UW-Stout in Menominee, Wisconsin, and then I also run track there as well.
I didn't ask you, Angelina. Talk about your activities, where you go to school.
So I'm a dance teacher and choreographer at a dance studio in Lakeland, Minnesota. And then I also do a lot of digital marketing for some companies. So it kind of ties right into everything I do as Miss West Central.
All right. And then we have Miss Midwest, Bree Cullough. And I think I know Bree because we're related, right, Bree?
Yes, we are.
And you have a big smile and congratulations on being Miss Midwest.
Thank you. It's an absolute honor.
Yeah. So what did it feel like when they put that crown and you heard your name last week?
Yeah. So this is actually my second year competing. I didn't win last year. So it was a really big goal of mine to win this year. So when that crown hit my head, it was an incredible feeling. Nothing like it.
All right. Why don't you introduce yourself to us?
Yeah. So my name is Bree Cullough. I'm from the Madison area, as most of you listening probably are.
Yeah.
I am Miss Midwest. My social impact is farming for the future. So this year I'm going to be representing agriculture around the community. My parents are John and Kathy Cullough, and I go to school in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
All right. And what are you going to school for?
It varies. Okay. Right now I'm not sure.
General stuff.
Yep.
All right. You're pretty excited to move on. You can move on into the state level, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be an amazing experience to meet all these girls that are all vying for a wonderful job and do our talents on this big stage.
Right. Angelina, talk a little more about the scholarship part of it.
Yes, so the Miss America organization is actually the largest provider of scholarships for women in America. To this date, I have earned over $12,000 in college scholarships. So it's just an incredible opportunity for women to continue, you know, building those entrepreneurship skills and just empowering other women to go after their biggest dreams.
Awesome. Kaylee, how about you? Do you have a theme or something you work forward to?
Yes, so we all have a social impact initiative is what you call it. And my social impact initiative is Be the Change. And with that, I'm advocating for mental health amongst collegiate athletes.
Good.
So, yeah.
That's a good cause, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We really need that nowadays, don't we, to work on people's mental health, huh?
Yes, we do.
All
yep.
Right. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys got probably the best crowns I've seen. It's amazing. Talk about what you're doing here at the fair, Bree.
So here at the fair, we've just been kind of doing little odds and ends, walking around, taking pictures with all the little kids, really. Just trying to get ourselves out there so people know what we're doing and what our purpose is behind these crowns.
Yep. I think that's so cool. I've been at the fair here since Wednesday, and I see all three of you walking together up and down the Midway and enjoying the food too, Angela?
Oh my goodness, yes. I think I'm going to need to loosen my belt one notch after this week.
All right, ask everybody I interview, what's your favorite fair food? Kaylee?
I would definitely have to say either the mini donuts or the cheese curds.
They are to die.
And Bree, how about you? Your favorite food?
I gotta say, I'm loving the fries at the wrestling stand. They're very good.
Yep. And how about you, Angelina?
I think it's gonna be a tie between pork chop on a stick and mini donuts. You gotta get the savory and sweet in there.
Okay. Well, yesterday I tried my very first sweet corn ice cream. Ooh. Have you had that yet?
No. Huh? I saw you on your Instagram eating that, and I have never heard of that.
It sounds disgusting, really.
It does.
Doesn't it look like a good combination? But it was really cool. You got to like it, I guess, but it was good.
I'd have to give it a shot to really get my opinion out there.
All right, you tell them Paul sent you over there when
yes,
you're over there, okay?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.
All right, are you guys having fun?
Absolutely. Ready for the rodeo tonight.
Oh,
it's going to be fun.
Yeah, the PCRA rodeo starts tonight in the grandstand, and a lot of the professionals are here for that, and it'll start at 7 o'clock. So you guys be out there handing out awards or something, or just hanging around?
We get to just attend for fun, so we're excited to cheer them on.
All right. Thanks a lot, girls, for stopping by our Q92 booth. I appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And Bree, I got to ask you, where's the family genes come from? My side?
Yep. It's from the Bun Garden side. My mom, Kathy Koloff.
All right, I just had to make that clear, okay?
Yep, Bun Gardens.
All right. Thanks, girls.
Family with royalty.
What's that?
I said your family with royalty.
There you go. And I love it. All right, thanks, girls. Appreciate it. That's Miss Morris Area, Miss West Central, and Miss Midwest here at the Stevens County Fair. You see them walking up and down the fair. Stop by and say hi to them.
Absolutely.